Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second, the center fielder, Sam West. Batting third, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh, the catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second, the second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting third, the left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cane. And now, play ball. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Groob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepper hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Johnson scores. Fox moves to third. Coleman moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to third. Strange moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cane for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepper hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Campbell reaches second base with a double. There goes West trying to get to home. Kramer throws the ball into Williams, who relays the ball to Hayes, who tags West, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley spins and fires to second, with Strange covering, and Higgins is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melillo strikes out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman throws the ball into McNair, who tags Garms trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney pinch hits for Frankie Hayes. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.